With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans continue in their efforts to impeach the president over shady business deals.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has sent the president an invitation to answer questions directly. Comer alleged there's a, quote, yawning gap between the president's public denials of any wrongdoing and evidence assembled by his committee. Comer's been alleging an influence-peddling scheme based on some phone calls and dinner meetings between Joe Biden before he was president and his son Hunter and Hunter Biden's business associates. Republicans have yet to produce any evidence that shows the president was directly involved or benefited from his family's businesses while he's in public office. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with terror group Hamas.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It will be a massive effort involving huge cranes at the site of a collapsed highway bridge in Baltimore as crews prepare to begin clearing wreckage. One crane that can lift 1,000 tons is now on site. A second crane that can lift 400 tons should arrive on Saturday. A lawsuit alleges a Minnesota scholarship for young black students violates an anti-discrimination law. The George Floyd Memorial Scholarship at North Central University is the subject of a complaint filed with the Department of Education. This is SRN News. On this Good Friday, Dr. Jeremiah Johnston, pastor of apologetics at Dallas's Prestonwood Baptist Church, says that even here in 2024, there are still scholars and scientists researching every aspect of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But after all these centuries, the Bible is still where they turn for direction.
Atheist archaeologists in the land of Israel use five books at their archaeological digs. Are you ready for this? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the book of Acts. Secondly, skeptics, they all agree that the tomb was empty, that the earliest followers of Jesus had, quote, experiences of seeing Jesus physically alive after death. They just are not in a position to say what kind of experiences those were. So even the critics agree the tomb is empty, so Christians should as well.
Jeremiah Johnston chronicles his most recent biblical research in his latest book titled Body of Proof. This is SRN News. Wild horse advocates in Nevada score a rare legal win.
A federal judge in Reno ruled Thursday U.S. land managers failed to adopt a legal herd management plan or conduct the necessary environmental review before 31 Mustangs died during the roundup of more than 2,000 animals in Nevada last summer. The judge ordered the Bureau of Land Management to complete a formal herd management plan for the Pancake Complex in eastern Nevada by next March. Horse advocates said the ruling sets a precedent that will help provide more protection for Mustangs roaming federal lands in the West going forward. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Terror group Hamas supporters are facing backlash after interrupting a Holocaust survivor at a Berkeley City Council meeting. During the Thursday meeting, Hamas supporters yelled at council members and those who voice support for Israel, cutting off 89-year-old Holocaust survivor Suzanne DeWitt, who was voicing support for a Holocaust Remembrance Day proclamation. More details at SRNnews.com.